In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's gospel was given to the people of the time immediately following the Beatitudes, which the Lord had told everyone and was getting ready after gathering all the disciples together, because in the chapter before it talks about how the disciples were finally named and were there, and getting them ready to send them out for the first time. And today's gospel talks about what is expected of them, because it was going to be very difficult for all of them. It was not going to be an easy thing. Again, keep in mind the time that we're talking about, where in Israel, things were absolutely in turmoil, both in terms of the Roman authorities, in terms of the number of false preachers and teachers that had been roaming the area, that so many had talked about as being a plague upon Israel. This was very difficult for everyone concerned at the time. And so for the Lord to then let the apostles go out and add to this big stew of different things that were being taught at the time was going to be difficult for them. They were going to get persecuted in many ways. They were going to get perhaps violently beaten. We don't know all of the things that the apostles endured back then. But the Lord tells us, and told them especially, that how we're to react to all of these things. Because he says, basically, he gives us the golden rule. As you would that anyone would do unto you, do the same unto them. In other words, you treat everyone as if however you wanted to be treated yourself. And he goes on, what good is it if you love those who love you? If you give to those who give to you? If you lend money to those who are friends of yours and who you know? He say, even the sinners do that. They do the same thing. So why should you be special in that regard? Because it's easy to love someone who loves you. It's easy to do all these things, to do good to someone who has done good to you in the past. But the Lord is saying, no. No. You have to love someone even if they don't love you. You have to give to someone that you may not even like. And you've got to lend to someone, not just hoping for interest in return, not even hoping for your money back, but forgetting it altogether. You're giving it and you're forgetting it. You're letting it go entirely. This is the crux, really, of how we are to act as Christians in the world. And believe me, it's not always an easy thing to do. In this day and age particularly, it seems incredibly tough, does it not? Because we have so many people, this country in my lifetime, I've never seen it so divided. And not just divided in a friendly way, but in an us versus them sort of way. In other words, it's something that we can't just disagree and remain friends or disagree and think, well, you're thinking the way you're thinking, I'm thinking the way that I'm thinking, and we both think we're right, but at the same time, we can be kind and considerate to one another. We're not seeing that today. It's really hard everywhere that you go, but yet that's what we're called to do. We're called to rise above that. And in so many situations, whether socially, because everybody's been in situations where they're interacting socially and something comes up and you don't agree. And even within families, we found out in the last couple of years, we don't speak to one another anymore because of these things. Politically, Lord, help us all. Politically, if you're on this side or you're on this side, then you're in the enemy camp. Absolutely. Those people can't just think the way they think for whatever reason they're thinking it. They are evil. They are to be done away with. We have to crush them, don't we, when we enter into that political game, which is the height of stupidity for anyone to do. But yet it's in circumstances like this that we are called to go above and beyond. We absolutely have to do that. If we believe in the gospel, if we believe in what the Lord has said to us today in this gospel, like He said back then we have to exercise this sense of kindness and compassion and niceness to everyone. If you've got a neighbor in your particular neck of the woods who's driving you crazy, doing something really bad, and don't we all in our neighborhoods, well, would you ever think about doing something kind for them, taking something over to them, being nice to them, asking perhaps if you could help them out in any way, something like this? Have you ever come across someone with whom you have terrible political disagreements? I mean, you may actually say, well, okay, I'll talk to you because I have to, but after that, you're walking away and cursing them into the lowest depths of hell. Admit it. That happens all the time. We think like that, but we can't think like that. We have to think in terms of loving them, no matter what, of doing good to them, of treating them the right way. Because every step that you take away, every step that you move away from that person because of something like this, personality, disagreements, social restrictions, whatever it happens to be, every step is a step further away from Jesus Christ. Without question. Further away. Every step that you take towards them in terms of showing kindness or generosity, and especially if you don't like them at all, especially if they've been mean to you or nasty to you or anything like this, that's a step towards Christ. And why would that be? Because we look at ourselves. Where are we? Are we pure and pristine in everything that we do? Always acting kindly? Always acting in a loving manner? Always, well, completely without sin? No. And yet the Lord disregarded all of that, didn't He? That didn't matter to Him because we are His creation and He loves us no matter what. No matter the most hardened sinner. No matter the person that's done the most hideous things in the world. The person who goes out and serial kills 50 people. Guess what? He's still loved by God. He is still loved by God. God may not be happy with him. He may be very angry in terms of what is going on and what this person is doing and this person moving away from him, but that great love is still there for that person, and he still calls them back constantly, wants them to repent, wants them to come back to him. And guess what? As Christians, we have to do the exact same thing. We have to be as little Christs. We have to be that way to everyone we meet, everyone we speak with, even if it looks like it's getting heated up in an argument or something like that. Because too often in these types of situations, love goes out the window, and what replaces it? Pride. Pride comes in. This person's right, or this person's wrong, I'm right. This person is nasty, I'm really good. This person thinks they're going to win this argument, but no, I'm going to win it. And it comes to the point where we don't really care about winning it for the sake of whatever the quality of the argument happens to be. We just want to win it so we can win it. So we can walk away feeling good about ourselves and think, well, boy, you know, I got them, didn't I? That happens all the time. You may not be dwelling on thoughts like that, but these thoughts, when you're in those situations, they go through our heads so quickly. They spur us on. That's what anger does. Anger spurs us on to the point that it may start it out as legitimate, but it ends up as nothing but prideful. Nothing but prideful. So to be an Orthodox Christian, is to be someone who loves regardless of anything else, who is more than willing to do good to someone else, even though they may have done us a bad turn, is to be willing to give even the coat off our back to that person if they need it and not expect anything back from them. This is sort of a self-divestiture, isn't it? We call it, in theological terms, because this is what the Lord did, a kenosis, a self-emptying, as the scriptures say. The Lord who came to us emptied himself. Doesn't mean that he put his divinity down, as some believe, and came down to earth. No, he emptied himself of that regality, of that honor, of that glory which is always due to him in order to assume our nature. We are to do no less. We also have to empty ourselves in front of someone, to someone, for whatever reason. And my dear brothers and sisters, you're going to get lots of opportunities to put this into practice. Everywhere you go, everything you do, every conversation you have, these days especially, something's going to happen. Something's going to come up. And the Lord, who's looking down, is going to judge the quality of your Christ-likeness by how you respond in that particular situation. It's something to think about, because we often think of ourselves in terms of our faith, in terms of our, to use a word I hate, religiosity, whatever it is. We think of ourselves in those terms by how we feel, or how we're praying, or how we're doing, or, you know, how often we come to church, all these kinds of things, and those are important. But our real commitment to Christ shows in terms of our interactions with those around us that are not with us, that are not part of us, that may be in some instances even completely against us, completely opposite to us. But that's what we have to do. That's a requirement to be an Orthodox Christian. And if that's too much for anybody, you can always mentally discard your baptismal robe, walk out into the world and act just like them, because the blind would lead the blind. But we who have been given this sight, this illumination, this spiritual awareness of what's important in the world and what we should really be committing to, we know better, and we are the ones that have to show everyone else not our own light, but the light of Christ that shows through us. Amen.